Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right, good morning.
Welcome back.
This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing a local podcast. Good morning. How are you? June 20th, 2022. Beautiful day here on the Delmarva. The East Coast is warming back up. Bit of a chilly weekend. Beautiful, but a little chilly, a little windy. But it was beautiful. Great weekend. Great Father's Day. A lot of great gratitude this weekend. You know, if you have kids, happy Father's Day. If you don't have kids, happy Father's Day to your fathers, whatever. But just a great weekend. Spent it with the family, hung out with the kids. Did the Father's Day kind of thing on Sunday and just, just hung out. Great. Watched the U.S. Open. Big fan of golf. Grew up big fan of Tiger. Tiger is getting old like me, and so, which is kind of cool. I mean, as much as a fan I am of Tiger, it's nice to see these young guys coming up, and just a great tournament this weekend. If you enjoy golf, you probably watched it, and you would probably agree that it was, yeah, it was a great, great tournament. So, but that's, you know, on Father's Day, you know, some people like to, I don't know what people like to do, but I know I like to just hang out with family and just usually watch some sort of golf tournament. Even though I'm not a big golfer, but anyway. So I thought maybe today I would try to do something a little different. I hadn't really done it much. Let's see if I can pull this here. I was going to read just for today. And I looked at it a little bit ahead of time, and it is it's an interesting one for this, for just for today. It is on meditation. Meditation to me is very, I don't know, I think it's a little bit of a mystery. I know for a lot of people it is. It's such a mystery that some of us won't even do it. You know, I've shared before, I think on this podcast, I used to, I used to be into working out. I mean, I still sort of am, but you know, back in the day, I used to love doing spinning classes and yoga, and I actually used to do a class that was yoga and spinning, or spinning and yoga. No, it was spinning and kind of a yoga meditation, and it was pretty cool. Eddie Harold, I mean, he's out there. He's a, I call him kind of a breathing guru, very interesting. Learning about breathing and how the breath, works in our lives. Obviously, we need air, but he was a really great guy. Still is. He's alive still. Look him up on Facebook, Eddie Harold. He's an awesome guy. But he would, you know, teach us all this stuff about meditation and breathing. And one of the things that he used to, one of the things he used to talk about and as an aid to try to help meditate was to see if I could focus on imagining a tennis ball floating in the air. So I would lay, because the way the class would work, we would go and we would do this half hour of kind of like stretching and a little bit of like basic yoga. And then we would lay on these mats and just kind of meditate. And he would say, see if you can picture or imagine a tennis ball. And it was, I would try it. If you get a chance and you're struggling with meditation, you know, regardless for whatever The reason is for the meditation. It helped me to break it down to as simple as trying to imagine a tennis ball. And I don't know, I'm not a meditation person, but I can tell you that what I learned from just the act of doing that was that it takes all of my mind to focus to imagine a tennis ball. It's very weird. I can't be thinking of, you know, other things while trying to imagine a tennis ball. It's very strange. This would be the beginning of a lot of like kind of mindful kind of stuff for me. Just real eyes closed, meditation, focusing on kind of what goes on. And the tennis ball thing, you know, I would close my eyes and I would try to imagine it. And if you can try it. And what I would see is different things. Like it took a while just to get the tennis ball. You know, I could start to get it, and then could I get color? Could I could I see the green tennis ball? And then I started seeing different things like textures on the tennis ball, the size of the tennis ball. And weirdly enough, the tennis ball would spin. And I would, you know, and I could just focus. And what it would show me is just kind of how, you know, in general, if I could focus enough to see a tennis ball, but what was underlying deeper, you know, like if it was anxiety or, you know, stress, it would reflect in how the tennis ball acted in my imagination. And, you know, I never, you know, figured it all out, but it was really cool. And what I learned from that is that if I'm focusing, and I'll read this, but if I'm focusing on me, like I don't have enough focus to split it on me and a tennis ball, it either has to be all tennis ball or nothing. And, you know, that's why I think, you know, what I've learned is, you know, if I take a half an hour and really just not focus on me, but focus on something other than me, like, you know, the tennis ball, it would be very cool. And it's not easy because a person like myself loves to focus on me. And that, when that's going on, I can't imagine the tennis ball. But I wanted to read this. So let's see here. So June 20th, 2022, I guess that's today. Page 178. For some, prayer is asking for God's help. Meditation is listening for God's answer. Quieting the mind through meditation brings an inner peace that brings us into contact with the God within us. It says basic text, page 46 through 47. Be patient when learning to meditate. Many of us were told it takes practice to know what to listen for. We're glad someone else told us that. Or many of us would have quit after a week or two of meditation. For the first few weeks, we may have sat each morning, stilled our thoughts, and listened, just as the basic text said, but heard nothing. It may have taken a few more weeks before anything really happened, but then what happened was often barely noticeable. We were rising from our morning meditations feeling just a little better about our lives, a little more empathy for those who encountered during the day, for those we encountered during the day, and a little more in touch with our higher power. For most of us, there was nothing dramatic in that awareness. No bolts of lightning or claps of thunder. Instead, it was something quietly powerful. We were taking time to get our egos and our ideas out of the way. In that clear space, we were improving our conscious contact with the source of daily recovery. The God of our understanding, meditation was new and it took time to practice. But like all the steps, it worked when we worked it. Just for today, I will practice listening for knowledge of God's will for me, even if I don't know what to listen for yet. Yeah, you know, it's kind of, you know, and this is just for me. This is just kind of my journey. But what I've learned, you know, some of the things that I try to find, I already have, you know, a spiritual awakening. That was one of them. You know, I, early on in recovery, I'd heard the term spiritual awakening. I had kind of created what this was in my mind. And see, I think that's kind of where meditation kind of comes in, because if I don't take the time to meditate, I will create ideas, I will create thoughts, I will create scenarios that are a lot of the time based behind ego. It says we were taking time to get our egos and our ideas out of the way. And my ego would kind of create scenarios or ideas about things that aren't really true. And, you know, the spiritual awakening. When will I find this spiritual awakening? When will I have this, I guess in what my ego had told me, would I would have a direct line with God. And I don't think that version of it ever happens. You know, it would take a lot of work through the steps and humility where you start removing things out of our lives. Ego is the big one, right? The devil for me. That's what I say, not you, but I say it. If I remove the devil out of my thoughts, I start to have a clearer, more humble thinking style, I should say, I guess. But it wasn't that I found a spiritual awakening. It was the removal of a bunch of other shit. It's like having a beautiful yard. It's like, you know, it's like having a beautiful yard full of junk, right? And then you're like, I wish I had a beautiful yard. And then finally, when you remove all the junk, there's the beautiful yard, right? And that's kind of how a spiritual awakening was for me. I had to start working and removing these things, you know, and the steps, that's what they're there for, really, clearing the yard so that you can have, or I can have, a clean yard or a spiritual awakening. And I think that's kind of how meditation is. It's a, you know, and for me, it was just this kind of this thing. It was kind of a slow, slight experiment that I put on the side burner. And, you know, just that doing that class with Eddie Harold and learning about breath and meditation and focusing, that I started to, you know, here's a fun experiment. And if you're up for it, you know, when you're at, you know, tonight, when you lay in bed, you know, close your eyes and really try to quiet your mind and really try to see or try to be aware of what you see. For me, when I close my eyes, if I get in bed and I lay on my back and I kind of, you know, put my hands by my side, and or sometimes I kind of cross them across my chest and I close my eyes and I try to pretend I'm looking, right? And this is just for me. This is my little trip. But when I close my eyes, all I see is kind of gray, right? Darkness. It's not black. It's not white. It's just this gray room, right? And if I start to say that, you know, dear Lord, thank you for this day, I'm turning my will and my power over to you, or something of that nature, a real humble, not asking for anything, just recognizing kind of prayer, this grayness, it starts to kind of fade. It starts to drop. And what I equate that to is the grayness is my ego. And why, I don't know, but it doesn't seem to want me to see or visualize any cool stuff in my mind. It just is this kind of gray bubble that I'm stuck in. And when I start saying, dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough, I'm turning it over to you. Dear Lord, you know, the problems that I have, I'm not strong enough to fix, I'm turning them over to you. Whatever it is, but I'm not asking for anything. You know, my prayer does not say, dear Lord, my life is tough, will you fix it? Dear Lord, you know, my life is a struggle, can you help me? I don't ask for that. I say, dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough, I'm turning this over to you. The whole freaking table of shit. And if I start to do that, that grayness starts to drop like a curtain. And I can start to imagine or visualize all sorts of stuff. Blue clouds, green trees, flying, the sun. You know, when I meditate and clear the devil or that ego out enough and start to imagine like the sun, right? The sun in my eyes. And it is awesome, you know? It's awesome. Yeah, that's my life. That's me. That's my theme music from my teenage years, really. Big, big, big fan of Bon Jovi. Grew up with Bon Jovi. That's me, you know. That was my life in one song, that song. Great song. So, you know, the other thing about meditation, and at least for me, and, you know, sometimes I listen to these podcasts and I have to remind myself, this is just me sharing, right? This is not, I hope, I've said this before, I'm no expert, right? It's just one guy on a struggle, just like the rest of us. And, you know, one day I can have it kind of figured out, and one day I have no idea. And, you know, kind of revisiting this meditation, one of the things I reminded myself of is I haven't really been sitting down and trying to focus on the tennis ball. But I also have kind of, I feel like I've kind of come out of this early stages of meditation, and I almost feel like I'm constantly meditating, if you can understand that. It's, I'm constantly listening to, I'm trying to constantly be humble, right? And I think early on meditation kind of, and it says it right in the reading, it's removing that ego so that I can have a conversation with God. And you know, ego, I'm a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in ego. I mean, a deficiency in humility. And what that says is I'm a self-centered guy full of ego. And meditation was a great tool in trying to remove that. You can't meditate and be focused on self. They just don't, they don't go together. And so if you can take the time and really have fun with it. And the other thing I was going to say is, well, you know, why bother, right? I mean, early on recovery for me, there was some kind of some niche kind of things, like almost more, I didn't really have a reason why. I was just more curious that it supposedly existed, right? Like a spiritual awakening, meditation, you know, these weird things that were out there. And, you know, ego was like, yeah, hell yeah, I want to be the guy that has a conversation with God. Yeah. I want to have this. I want to be this. I want to have a spiritual awakening, right? I want to be at the next level. And ego was too prominent in my life for these things to happen. And so when I met Eddie Harold, he kind of presented it to me. When I was going to see Eddie, it wasn't about recovery, right? This was just, I like spinning and I like doing some yoga. But Ed was real into breath, you know, these zombie sounds. I used to call them zombie sounds, ocean sounds. But, you know, restraining breath from leaving your body and restraining breath from entering your body. And it really starts to teach you how breath cools the core. And it was just crazy. But during all this, I started to learn about focusing. And, you know, I had to, at some point, you know, figure out what is it that I'm really wanting, right? What do I want out of this? I told you my initial thoughts of what I wanted, but after those have passed, and over time, and recognizing how much ego dominates my life, now what is it that I want? And that's when I started to investigate this gray bubble at night. And, you know, our brains are just, I've watched shows about people that say that we only use 20% of our brain. You know, I think our brain is a pretty amazing thing. And, you know, now I can, it's so weird. I love getting in bed at night and closing my eyes and starting to just kind of wander around my brain, right? And trying to figure out, so how can I bring this gray bubble down? And if I have acts of humility, if I have acts of recognizing that I'm not what's most important, this grayness starts to fly away or fall away. And all of a sudden I can see everything. And it's like, if I got really good at this, I could like go on adventures in my mind. I can, you know, sometimes I'll get in bed and if self is consuming me, I don't know. I might have talked about this before. A lot of times I get in bed, I shut my eyes, and I start to begin my process of trying to go to sleep. And right away, I start imagining like weird, tragic things, like car accidents and people falling. And I don't know. It's very strange. It's like, I don't know what that's about. Sometimes I'll even imagine like bad things happening to my family. Like I think it's clearly ego. But I have to say, I go, Tom, what are you doing? You know, like I have conversations with myself. I can talk to self inside my head. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? This is so typical of you, Tom. You close your eyes and you start thinking of car accidents and stuff. Stop it. And then I can stop. It's weird. It's almost like I'm in a movie theater and I have direct communication with the guy running the film. I'm like, all right, let's not run this, you know. Let's do something more pleasant. You know, let's recognize ego is running rampant here. Let's start to find some humility. Let's start to have a conversation with the higher power and start peeling away my armor, right? And make myself super vulnerable in my dreams and in my imaginations that that they're positive. And it's just very cool. I just, you know, for a long period of my life, you know, I drank myself into oblivion, right? I passed out. That was one of the first things that that I struggled with when I got sober was sleeping. You know, actually going to sleep, laying down and trying to go to sleep for so long. I mean, even as a teenager, the idea, the terror that would come over me, the idea that if I didn't have some sort of pot to smoke before bed, I wasn't going to be able to fall asleep. You know, I shared early on in this podcast that at one point I struggled with taking Ambien. You know, if sleep would become a real problem for me. And then, you know, a point in my life where always doing a lot of meth, I didn't sleep at all. And so to try to find peace in the mind for me to go to sleep, it was a big deal. And today, you know, I love it. You know, I love going to bed. Zero expectations. I love the adventure in the mind. It is it's awesome. And it's only because I'm sober. I'm very grateful for that. So, you know, it said, just for today, I will practice listening for knowledge of God's will for me, even if I don't know what to listen for yet. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so you know, if you're if you're working on meditation, you know, have fun with it. I'm not a meditation expert. I had to, like I said, I had to figure out what was behind me wanting to meditate. Usually for me, it's my motivation isn't really the right one the first try. But for today, it's really just, you know, focusing, clearing out the room, you know. Sometimes we don't realize, like I said, you know, it's clearing out the yard, clearing out the junk to recognize what a beautiful yard I have. And that's very cool. I guess I can read a daily something. Let's see. Daily reflections. We're just doing a lot of reading today. Release from fear, June 20th. The problem of resolving fear has two aspects. We shall have to try for all the freedom from fear that is possible for us to attain. Then we shall need to find both the courage and grace to deal constructively with whatever fear remains. Grace, I love that. Yeah. That's As Bill Sees It, page 61. Most of my decisions were based on fear. Alcohol made my life easier to face, but the time came when alcohol was no longer an alternative to fear. One of the greatest gifts in AA for me has been the courage to take action, which I can do with God's help. After 5 years of sobriety, I had to deal with a heavy dose of fear. God put the people in my life to help me do that, and through my working the 12 steps, I am becoming the whole person I wish to be. And for that, I am deeply grateful. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I guess that's it. You know, the fear of trying to go to sleep, right? The fear of, you know, before I had done a program, I was just a mess, right? You know, fear of the past, fear of the future. You know, I think if you're struggling with alcohol like I did, one of the things that I used to do is I never wanted to talk about the present. It was always about the future or the past because I really wasn't doing anything. And I think in turn, that was scary. So, I don't know. I hope everyone's having a great day. You know, meditation is a cool thing. But something has to happen early on in the steps before I think we become ready for meditation. I think it's hard to become good at it or understand it early on. But, you know, like it says, just keep on trying. I think meditation is fantastic. I do not do it a lot. And that's just because I kind of sort of feel like I'm sort of meditating throughout the day and really having my finger on the pulse of my spirituality. And that's pretty awesome. So anyway, trying to do my best here. I hope everyone's having a great day and we will catch you later. Bye.